T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, happy Cyber Monday, Upstate. This is the Tara Show. Of course, you can tell this is not she. I presume she will be back tomorrow. Ingles Marcus Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. But first, off we go. El Presidente. We don't have El Presidente. I just heard him.
Okay, there we go. There we go. We got a little board operator problem here. We got to figure it out now.
Okay, no problems. No problems at all. I got two things I want to cover. One, the second one's going to be a little more somber, but the first one is it's shopping season now, and I just want to get your take on it. How do you feel about automated lines when you call into a place and you just want to speak to a human?
Oh, I detest it, yeah.
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 It's actually made it full circle with me.
So now you're back to where you like it?
Well, No. It's back now to where, you know, they put this up. See, first of all, you and I should go into business. First of all, I can't stand whoever they get to be the automated line voice. I never can stand whoever it is, male, female. I don't like any of them.
Okay.
So we can start Rogers and Frady, automated line servers.
All right.
And, you know, ours could be short and sweet. You want to speak to a human? Press 1.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
But like when I make my car payment,
right?
First of all, the bank they don't take MasterCard, so they won't take my debit card. So I have to go through this long drawn out thing where they ask me 5 times for something I don't have, and they know that already.
Yeah. Well.
And then I finally get to a human.
Yeah.
Canon. I have a lot of Canon stuff, so whenever I call Canon support,
right. Yeah.
A lot of stuff, but it made it full circle because the other day, I'm doing this gun build,
right?
And I bought all these parts to go on the gun build. Mm-hmm. You would probably like this. It's a lever gun that's built up to be like a 21st century cyberpunk tactical.
Well, now we're talking
overlord rifle,
okay,
right?
Good.
45-70. The rounds are as big as my finger.
Good grief. Okay, don't want to be on the wrong end of that.
I bought the parts for it from this company. I'm not going to mention the company. And then I called him and said, listen, I'm going to be doing this thing where I'm going to put it on YouTube and you stream it on a TV show and everything. I'd like for you guys to come on my syndicated radio show to talk about these parts.
Yeah.
And they won't even take enough time to tell me to go pound sand on the phone.
Yeah.
But then I've gotten 27. I only bought 3 parts.
Right.
27 requests for online surveys. And then I put out the YouTube video of the build as it was going to be, and then they engaged me on YouTube. We are looking forward to seeing how the build proceeds.
Yeah.
So today, after I get done here, I'm going to call them up and say, listen, how come you'll talk to me every way except this?
Exactly.
And it's because of these gatekeepers on the other end, because I got to go through all this stuff, and then somebody will get out there. And when I finally get to a human, they'll be like, why don't you send it to generic email address at...
Yeah.
And we'll see that it gets on. It's the gatekeepers. They're the problem.
Well, I think it's that the algorithms with their social media platforms, they recognize the fact that their name is mentioned in social media, so then they're interested. But if you're some human making a phone call that is offering them free advertising, forget it. We're not interested.
That's the problem. See, we need to build in algorithms into our regular conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even know how that would work. I bet you Elon Musk would know.
You know, one thing I have actually, the one technology thing that I've actually used a few times, and I'm not happy with it, but I'm less dissatisfied than, you know, the automation thing, is doing the chat. when you've got an issue. And I've actually resolved a few things. Now, it takes forever because, you know, you type and you got to wait for them to do it. And then if you have any type of complicated issue, you know, they've got to go off and find a supervisor or another IT person. You have to wait a few minutes for the response. But the most of the time when I've used that, I've actually been able to either get it resolved or at least to a point where I realize there's nothing more that I can do.
Right. I've seen that. I have seen that work, except now they're taking the chat in some of the things that I use.
Yeah.
And they're turning that into automated responses,
yeah,
too.
Well, yeah, and I realize some of that's automated response, too, because when you actually ask a question, then I think it keys into someone who actually looks at it, tries to resolve it, and then gives you a response that's specific to your request.
See, this reminds me of when I used to go on sick call when I was in the military. Mm-hmm. Like, I would go on sick call, and I would have a, you know, I'm going to be extreme here. Let's say that I have a tire ironer slammed into my eye socket coming out of the back of my head.
That
The new medic is going to open up his triage book.
Yeah, yeah.
And start trying to find the given page, lick his finger, turn that page. Oh, yes. Aggressive head trauma.
Aggressive head trauma.
This means I have to send you up to the next level. Okay, go ahead. Help him get up and go ahead.
Yeah.
And, you know, this automated nonsense, it just kills me. It just kills me. Yeah. But now that it's made its way all the way around now to where I've offered free publicity to this company, and they're like just ignoring me. And but at the same time, they're aggressively pursuing me. I think I'm going to have a little fun with that. Yeah, I might record that.
Why not?
Now, somber thing.
Okay.
I found out about this yesterday. In the past, my syndicated show is carried on WORD on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
And most of the time, in the past, whenever I've had something occur, I've always made a phone call to let somebody know which episode they should go get.
Yeah.
And I've always called the same person. And I was thinking I needed to do that this past week for this past Sunday's show.
Right.
And I just didn't do it. But then I found out yesterday morning on Facebook that if I had done it, the phone wouldn't have been answered because one of the sound engineers, Robert Martin, he and I had the same open heart surgery. He and I were taking the same medications. We were comparing notes. He's come over to my home and helped me with my setup before. Yep. Unfortunately, he passed away on the 23rd.
Yeah, I got that email and it was a sad day.
For those of you who don't understand how a radio show works, Lee and I, we get to shine. And in behind us is so many support people doing so many different things that if they don't pull the job off, I mean, it doesn't matter how good we are at what we do. We're just not there.
Yeah.
And Robert was one of the ones that was, he was very much in the background. He was part of the glue.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's, engineering is an extremely difficult job these days because it's not just keeping a radio station on the air, but it is also maintaining and keeping all of the software and hardware that goes with all the digital streaming and all the other things that we do in the various ways that we broadcast the program. And you know, it's one thing if it goes to the app. It's another thing if it goes to the internet stream. It's another thing if it goes to Facebook. It's another thing if it goes to the digital studio transmitter link. I mean, there's so much computer software and things. And Robert was a genius at figuring those things out, and was always very patient and dealing with frantic programmers and talent who were trying to do their jobs. And you know, that's a place where a lot of times some of the friction will come when. You know, you have talent that is sitting here. We're responsible for keeping, you know, if there's dead air, we're the ones that are the look bad.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that Robert was always very good at, and had a long history of radio and serving his community in various positions. And wonderful gentleman. I'm going to miss him dearly. And I'm just been praying for his wife and family.
Godspeed. Godspeed,
just,
man.
There's never a good time to lose a family member. And around Thanksgiving and the holidays is a terrible time that makes it even more difficult, because those are generally times when you think about family and friends and you want it to be a special time. And it's I've experienced that in my family as well, where we had, you know, two deaths back to back within a couple of months during the November-December era. And it's a very difficult time. And once, like I said, I'm continuing to pray for Robert's wife and family and the rest of his friends here at Odyssey.
I know that this was sort of I did not know he had been stricken because of all of this isolation and everything we've been having to do. So I didn't know that he had taken ill. And my understanding is that this was sort of a gradual thing that just worsened.
Yeah.
But I mean, the last time I saw him, I mean, he used to make me angry because he and I had the both same health problems, right. And he seemed to be just dealing with it.
Yeah.
I mean, dumping it.
Robert had, to my understanding, a couple of other, underlying health conditions and, was always very careful, very smart, but always took care of himself for the most part. And whenever I saw him, he looked healthy as a horse all the time.
Spry was not even spry is what you put with old people. He didn't look old. He's, bounding around, folding up into incredible positions to get under these consoles and all these other things. So, anyway, we will miss him. We will definitely miss him.
Absolutely.
But don't worry, El Presidente. But if you and I can live to the year 2050, they will have the nano machines ready to take us on. Yeah. I mean, we'll become like Mr. Spock. Well, how old are you today? 297. Exactly. That kind of thing. That kind of thing. So I just wanted to, with Robert die, that caught me quite by surprise. Yeah. I called Ghost Rider yesterday just to say, hey, is this true?
Yeah.
And anyway, as it always is, sir, you know the slice that it is.
Viva El Presidente!
When we... Okay, I don't hear any automation again. There it is. Okay. When we get back, we're going to talk about due process. Everybody should get due process. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Bumps can make the show. They do. They're the lead-in. No, on the text line, Bobby Mack did not pass away. A sound engineer named Robert Martin, who made Bobby Mack and every one of us at some point in our career here sound good, he passed away. So, no, Bobby Mack is still here, still with us. Ingles Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. The loathsome anti-pallor rapper known as Math Boy Fly, the one accused of driving an SUV through a parade of pallor people in Wisconsin, and as conservatives, we need to aggressively demand that he be given every bit of due process that he can take, despite all the other stuff that led up to this. See, I've said this before in the past. I've said this before in the past, and I don't know if anybody ever quite got this, but if you get enough people believing, for example, that conservatives are Nazis, somebody's going to do something about that. If you get enough people believing that all Caucasians, pallor people, if you will, are racist, somebody's going to do something about that. And here we have Math Boy Fly, who obviously believes every bit of it. He believes all of it, hook, line, and sinker. Despite the media's, and if you pardon the expression, whitewash of what seems likely to be a racist vendetta spurred on by the garbage cesspool of Marxist BLM CRT lies he swam in, the evidence we have seems to point inextricably to this being a racial terror attack by a criminal degenerate who shouldn't have been on the street. And this is why it's just so important, so transcendentally vital, that we make sure this person gets every right due to him as an accused. We want him to have a terrific lawyer who will zealously seek to show the state has not made its case. Unlike that public garbage, the defenders of the January 6th defendants who appear eager to sacrifice their clients in order to own the Trump. We want the prosecutor to turn over every scrap of evidence to the defense, especially potentially exculpatory evidence, in a timely fashion and without bearing the most important stuff so defense counsel overlooks it. We want the prosecutor not to hide witnesses and pull stunts like referring to the accused exercise of his right to remain silent, misstate the law, or alter video evidence. And we want a judge who's going to lambast the prosecution if it lies or plays games. And we want a jury that's going to put aside all of its preconceived notions and look only at the evidence, apply the law, and come to a true and fair verdict. If the atrocity that was the Rittenhouse prosecution taught us anything, or persecution, if you want to put it that way, taught us anything, it is vital importance of due process when a significant portion of the population hates the accused. I'm not a fan of the Waukesha guy, whatever he is. And the evidence I have seen looks damning. The presumption of innocence means the state must prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt. It does not mean that those of us not sitting in the jury box can't come up with our own conclusions. And even then, we need to be open to evidence that might undermine what we think we know. We have to be open-minded to this. But we, the normal people who the establishment wants to get rid of, they don't want us to have due process in order to oppress us. We have to be the most forceful advocates for it. We need to love we need to love due process like Brian Stelter, who is a potato, loves carbs. We need to be as committed to due process as Joy Reid is to her bizarre racist insanity. We need to be bigger fans of due process than President Asterisk is of Matlock. And part of it is self-preservation. Due process keeps the revolutionary justice fans of the left media cabal from passing their bills of attainder upon us. They catch the fury of the haters over the fact that Rittenhouse had a chance to make his case and have it considered by a panel of unbiased citizens instead of him just being hauled away and imprisoned because of the consensus of the morons of the MSNBCNN. They had this, that he was bad. The hallmark of revolutionary justice is that it is not about objective facts, but it's about the narrative. They needed him to be guilty because they could not afford to have normal citizens be allowed to defend themselves against their military wing of criminals and pedo perverts. Due process rejects any criteria except the facts and the evidence and forces the government to prove individual cases as opposed to decree collective guilt. It is a buttress, if you will. Not the kind that involves invertebrate sissies, but the kind that means a defense against tyranny. And defending due process is also morally right. It is essential for a free people to ensure that everyone gets a fair process to determine guilt. Don't get me wrong. I don't let my morals hold me up if I have to get into the gutter for the fight. Because if that's where the fight is, that's where I will take it. I will enjoin it there. But when I come back out, everything's still going to be intact. And if this degenerate and his rap sheet shows that he does qualify for that title, is convicted, he's going to go away forever. Which, that should have happened anyway. And the people of Wisconsin, for reasons I don't understand, chose not to have mass murders of kids and dancing granny swing from a gibbet. But they will lock him in a cage permanently. Due process. We got to have it. When we get back, prosecutorial immunity, which is what Trigger Finger Binger has in Kenosha, that's not a license to burn down the country. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. On the text line, I'm being told that Robert Martin, he was active in the amateur radio community here in the upstate, and that he would be known as a silent key, which is a Morse code key, which that means he knew Morse code. And I had to learn Morse code, except I got in trouble for that. See, Morse code, what they do is they tap out the Morse code and then they send it in what is referred to as a burst, which it can be a gigantic message, but when it goes out audibly, it just goes out as a zip. And my question in class, because I had I started out in communications in the military, was, well, if we can do this long, drawn-out, coded Morse code character message that's this big, why couldn't we just write it out in a sentence and say it and encrypt that the same way we encrypt the Morse code message in the audio part of it and just zip that instead? I had to do extra Morse code for that one. But that explains a lot about Marbert. You have to be a very ordered mind to do Morse code. Criminal trial against Rittenhouse is over. And, you know what the verdict of this. But now comes the speculation that he's going to file defamation suits against news outlets which defame them, which he should. He and Nick Sandman should share custody of CNN. But some of the people Rittenhouse will not be suing are Michael Gravely, Kenosha District Attorney, or Thomas Triggerfinger Binger, the prosecutor who tried him. Binger was admonished in court by Judge Schroeder for what was characterized as grave constitutional violations. Binger accused Rittenhouse of staying silent to match his story with that of other witnesses, implying that there was something criminal about him exercising his Fifth Amendment right. He's also been accused of acting in bad faith and withholding evidence, which is brought up during a motion for a mistrial during jury deliberations. And despite all of this, Rittenhouse cannot sue his prosecutors. They are protected by what is referred to as prosecutorial immunity, which is a type of absolute immunity that protects prosecutors from civil liability for prosecutorial abuse, no matter how severe. And maybe it's time to think about changing that one. When the 2020 riots started, one of the rioters' demands was that police use their qualified immunity. Qualified immunity is a legal doctrine that protects government officials from civil suits related to the performance of discretionary function of their job, which a officer has a lot of room in that discretionary function. So, as long as the official was following statutory norms and not violating anybody's constitutional rights, they are immune to civil suits. Now understand, that is the narrow window by which they have to operate. That isn't actually the way it's practiced, but that's the way it's supposed to be. But in other words, if a police officer is doing his job in good faith and following department policy and the law, he can't be sued for doing his job. This was the thing with Derek Chauvin. When he put his knee on the neck of George Floyd, that's actually something that was in their training literature as a means of securing someone. That's why there was so much, a lot of jump ball on that one. Now, this level of protection pales in comparison to a prosecutor's much more thorough immunity. And, I mean, they basically cannot be sued no matter how egregiously they may have violated someone's rights. And this comes from the 1976 case Imbler versus Patchman, a Supreme Court case in which a prosecutor was sued based on accusations of withholding evidence during a murder trial. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that prosecutors were shielded from civil liability. Giving anybody that kind of a shield is reckless. And giving someone this level of immunity is really reckless or ill thought out at first glance, but it does serve a purpose. Prosecutors would be in civil proceedings constantly if every single defendant could sue them. Civil courts would be clogged and it would be nearly impossible for the prosecutors to do their job. But, on the other hand, when the Supreme Court handed down this ruling in 76, there was an assumption on this part that the vast majority of prosecutors were actually good faith actors working in the interest of justice. And this is not the case now in the era of Soros. With the rise of the far left prosecutor in America, who is much more interested in critical race theory than justice, this assumption of good faith can't be relied on anymore. So let's be clear about what they were trying to do in Kenosha. They wanted to send a message that ordinary people have no right to stand up to far left progressives. They wanted to offer Rittenhouse up as a human sacrifice to appease the woke mob. And if you watched the video evidence or heard the initial accounts of what happened from witnesses like Richie McGinnis or Drew Hernandez that saw what happened as a clear-cut case of self-defense, none of that mattered to the prosecutors, though. They were content to bring life sentence carrying charges against a teenage boy. They happily violated his civil rights in court by implying he was guilty of something by exercising his Fifth Amendment right. And the most unnerving is that there was a possibility they withheld evidence from the defense, given some of the claims about video footage that were raised during closing arguments about how it was the defense's copy was of a less resolution than the prosecution's. They attempted to ruin someone's life to win points with the far left. Here we have district attorneys being weaponized, the latest thing to be weaponized to pursue a far left anti-American agenda. And it doesn't just happen in Kenosha, it happens all over the country. In a growing number of instances, this has led to innocent people being hurt or even killed. This math boy Fly, he had so many mugshots, it looked like a photo album. Like a time-lapse photography of him aging. And he was let loose. You know, he was out on bond awaiting trial. His bail was set at a preposterously low $1,000 based on Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm's office recommendation. He also has an active, you know, he's got an active warrant right now in Nevada. So we had the this is what we have going on right now. This is what the left has got going on against you today. Started with defund the police. They don't want the police out there. They don't want police that are run by cities out there. They want police run by the feds. So you got to get rid of the cops run by the cities. So they wanted to defund the police. At the same time, they started letting criminals out of jail. At the same time, they started they did bail reform. They did they started the revolving door. And all this time, in most of these cities, they want you disarmed. These blue cities. These blue cities in 75 of the 3,140 counties of the United States. All of this crime spike you saw in 2020, most of it came from there. This big social experiment where we can take 18-year-olds and charge them and put them under the jail, where we can take another guy out and let him out and let him use his Ford Escape as a battering ram, where they're decriminalizing everything. That's what's happening in the country today. When we get back, every one of us has a moral obligation to do what we saw in Kenosha. My stance on this has changed. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. Might dislocate my neck if I start headbanging at this age, but I'm thinking about it. Ingles Markets Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. Should just roll right off. I've only said it a few million times. Text line, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. In the past, I have stated publicly that in the matters of armed self-defense that I have no moral obligation to defend anybody except myself and mine. And I think now we've come to this line to where I have to reconsider this. Every one of us has a favorite place we go to do business of some sort. We buy our cars all at one place. If you're a cigar smoker, maybe you like to go to your favorite cigar joint. You socialize in where you go, where you like to shop for certain things, where you get your car worked on, that kind of thing. These businesses sometimes over the course of time, used to be that you could strike up a relationship with them. They would get to know you, you'd get to know them. What are you going to do if one day a mob seeks to roll in and destroy that? Are you going to sit back and say, oh, well, they've got insurance, they'll be okay? Do you know that for certain to begin with, that they have insurance, that they're going to be able to pay their way out of that, that Allstate's going to show up and rebuild everything the way it was? Do you know that? What about the people there? What if they choose to stand there? What if they want to do their very best? What if they're older? What if they're female? What if they're non-combatants? Are you going to stand there and let that occur? Do we have any pride in being members of a community anymore? And what are we going to do if our government... And let's put it this way. Let's say Fall for Greenville was being under assault. That all of the Antifa and BLM and everything, they were going to show up with all their shock troops and everything, telling everybody they were going to do this, that, and the other. And McMaster's and White and all of them say, we're not going to deploy the National Guard. We're not going to do anything except make sure this doesn't happen beyond this point, which is essentially what happened in Kenosha. They just put a ring around the rioters. They didn't have enough people. They don't here. They do not have enough people here to defend the city, your house, any business. It doesn't matter if they mobilized all of law enforcement. On the text line, I'm not talking about going to a place. You can carry a gun into a bar as long as you do not imbibe. You know this. I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about civil unrest, friend. Okay? Not talking about going to defend something during a civil disturbance and then getting out there saying, what you got on tap? I'm not talking about that. And now I'm being compared to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton wanted control of your children. I'm talking about having pride in the community. Talk radio is so entertaining. So if the government pulls back and you're at a place where you're allowed to be, if you're at home, what if it happens what if you become one of the McCluskeys? Huh? If you're at home, do you think you should just stand back and let these things happen? I am not with you on that if you do. I know nothing about my neighbors in the little community I live in, the little subdivision I live in. And if somebody does anything against any of them, and I see it happen, and I will intervene. That's a very narrow range of things that would happen where I would intervene. There's not going to be a riot walk into this subdivision unmolested. They will be harassed and disrupted, at least on my end. And I think we're coming now to a point to where some of us are going to have to make that decision. Some of us don't even know that decision is out there, which is disturbing. And some of us don't care that that decision is out there. And some of us are like this. I agree, like Hillary said, it takes a village. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that in times of civil disturbance, are we going to just let it happen when the government won't protect you? I say no. Let's do this again. Let's do this again next hour, shall we? That's coming up. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Be Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.